streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Weather looks nasty. Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Michelin wiper blades use advanced technology to hug the windshield. Upgrade Michelin wiper blades at Walmart. Well, I love Jeff Schwartz because he loves college and pro football. 8 years in the NFL. His brother, of course, Mitch Schwartz, was a great offensive tackle, got a Super Bowl. He retired 3 years ago and got right into sports talk radio and working for Fox. Former NFL offensive lineman who loves his Oregon Ducks. California kid, went to Oregon, had a great career. So let's start with this. Mario Cristobal leaves Oregon. Are you bitter today?
I mean, I'm upset, right? You never want your coach to leave to go somewhere else. And I thought he did a great job recruiting. I know he did a great job recruiting. He won 10 games the last two full seasons we've had in the Pac-12 conference. He won a Pac-12 championship. He won Rose Bowl. Like, we've done a lot of winning. Beat Ohio State this year. So obviously I don't want to see a coach go, especially so close to a recruiting cycle and a signing day. And he did a great job of bringing talent in. But this went on for 4 days now. Like, I'm glad we have an end resolution now. And we're going to find another coach. The one thing, Colin, I'll say is this. People seem resigned to the fact that Mario was the only reason Oregon has ever won. We've had four coaches win 10 games the last 15 years. We've had three coaches go to Rose Bowls in the last 9 years. We played in a playoff game and a championship game with two separate coaches. Like, to act that like Oregon now is done and will never win again is kind of silly. We won 10 games when Pete Carroll was there. We won in 2007, our best team we probably had with Dennis Dixon. We beat USC that year. We would have played a title game that year as well. So to act like Oregon can't win it all because Mario's gone is really silly to me.
Now, there's rumors. I heard it over the weekend from somebody close to Oregon that Chip Kelly's going to get a phone call. A, are you okay with that? B, do you think he'd leave? Do you think it's a good idea?
I'd be okay with it if Chip invested more on the defensive side of the ball, because the defense at UCLA, they had 11 seniors this season. That defense got torn apart for most of the year. So if he is able to invest and use Oregon's resources to get himself a top-flight defensive coordinator, I'd be in on it. I'd be for hearing Chip Kelly. And they're obviously offensively, I think there's some concerns with just the lack of development of Dorian Thompson-Robinson. But obviously he'll have better players at Oregon. He'll be able to recruit better at Oregon. I'd be open to hearing that. I'm not sure that's the best option at the moment. But Oregon needs to find a coach, hopefully, that does two things. One, can keep up the recruiting that Mario has. But two, can stay at Oregon, right? We've hired now Willie Taggart and Mark Cristobal, two guys whose dream jobs were in Florida. So we need to find someone who is going to stay at Oregon, whether that is Chip Kelly or whether it is a Wilcox or Dave Aranda, someone who's going to stay there and build something for more than 4 years.
Chris Peterson may be a name. Is there anybody? Let me ask you this. So now USC's got a new coach, Lincoln Riley. What do you make of the hire? And do you think Cristobal at all thought, USC is going to close the doors to Southern California. Maybe it's a good time to get out of here.
Well, Lincoln Riley is obviously great for the Pac-12. So good for the conference, good for USC. But guys, do we realize that USC and Oregon play in different divisions, right? Like they played one time in the last 3 years. So to act like, again, people do not watch the Pac-12 conference. To act like now Oregon's success is over because USC's good in the other division. Yes, the recruiting obviously will change now. And so far, Riley's been able to take the Oklahoma commits from Southern California and bring them back to USC. But you know this, Colin, you follow recruiting. It's not like USC didn't get five-star players before he showed up. They've had those players there. Lincoln Riley can now coach them up a little bit better. And USC being good is great for everyone because every time USC plays, it'll be on national television, they'll be ranked, and everyone else benefits from playing on television, being ranked, especially when the playoff expands. We'll get USC and Oregon or Washington every year. It's all good for our conference. But I don't think the decision was made because Lincoln Riley's at USC. I don't think Mario fears anyone in recruiting. Now he's at Miami. He's already reports he's recruiting players to Miami. He lives for recruiting. He lives for getting players on his roster. I do not think he was worried about Riley.
All right, let's go NFL. You live in Carolina. Joe Brady, the highly touted offensive coordinator, was fired. What do you hear is the reason?
Well, they weren't playing well at offense. I mean, that's probably the number one reason. And Darnold wasn't developed. Now, I did not think Darnold could be fixed, right? We don't see reclamation projects very often in the NFL. So I'm not surprised it did not work. Obviously, Cam Newton coming in, I don't think Cam could be fixed either. And so that has not worked. There's been talk about wanting to run the ball more. I don't know why you would fire a coach for not running the ball more. It seems like there's some scapegoating happening in Carolina because the offense just hasn't been what Matt Rhule has wanted the last 2 years. And maybe Joe Brady just got lucky with Joe Burrow. He was a quarterback coach there, right? He wasn't the play caller. He wasn't the guy designing all the plays for Burrow in that season. And maybe he's just not what we think he is as a coach. We'll find out. He'll get an OC job maybe for Mark Cristobal in Miami. I mean, and we'll see obviously how he does being the full-time guy at a college job.
Okay, so the Kansas City Chiefs, it's funny. It's as if nobody respects scouts. A lot of scouts said about Patrick Mahomes is that he throws it from a million arm angles. There's not a lot of repeatable kind of pocket the way he throws the football. Sidearm, over the top. He's different. He gets into bad habits. He kind of is a playmaker and a gunslinger, and he's going to be harder to coach. Is that even last night was a great example. I mean, he and Lamar have a million arm angles. Sometimes one or two is good enough. The left-handed stuff, the fun stuff. I think he'll be fine. I think he's a little broken mechanically. Your takeaway on what you're seeing, I mean, the last 8 games, Jeff, he's been average in 7. He's been below average in 7.
Yeah, he definitely lost confidence. I do think that throw against the Packers to end that game has helped him a little bit. But you're right. We saw last night some sidearm throws. Obviously, there was one that got that was a little high to Hill that was tipped and intercepted. And there was one that Collinsworth had mentioned to Pringle. He just had to throw it over the top maybe and had more accuracy. But the Chiefs' offense has kind of all the hallmarks of it. Just an offense that's not really functioning at a high level, right? They have drops. And then there's penalties, and then there's a bad throw, and there's a missed block here, and then there's a turnover there. And when you have an offense like that, you can never get in a rhythm, right? So you never really feel comfortable in the game. We saw last night in the second half, especially, the Chiefs kind of just didn't go for it, right? Even to end the first half, they got the ball back with a minute left, a couple timeouts. Previous years, they would have been like, all right, let's do this, guys. Let's go downfield. Let's make some plays. And there's not that confidence because you can't really scheme your way out of these errors. When you have one thing going on, let's say that an offensive lineman is not good or a wide receiver or running back, you can scheme your way around that. But when you have a drop here and a penalty there and an interception there and a fumble there, there's no way to get those out of you. You have to hope your players play better. But the bright side, they're 8-4. They're going to win the division, and their defense has been unreal. They've switched schemes up a little bit, moving Jones back inside has been helpful. The young guys are playing well. So right now their defense is holding on. If they could just improve the last 4 weeks of the season, feeling good about their offense and the playoffs, they will be the favorite to win the AFC.
Okay, so you judge offensive linemen. I see this all the time on the internet, and some people think this is a boring topic. I do not. If I said to you, heading into the playoffs, give me the three tier one offensive lines that could make the playoffs, because I think once you get to December and January, that is the secret sauce. That good old line, when the Bucs O-line started playing well late in the year for Tampa, and when the Chiefs fell apart because of injuries, it changed everything. Who are your three tier one O-lines?
So Tampa Bay's fabulous, guys. They do not get the credit they deserve. I don't know why. Maybe because it's Tom Brady, but they're number one in the NFL in pressure rate. They do not allow pressure. Ryan Jensen, the center, is a bully. He beats people up. He's fun to watch. Tristan Wirfs is an all-pro at right tackle. Their guards aren't bad. And Donovan Smith, their left tackle, is having their best season. The Browns are interesting because their injuries are kind of catching up to them. They've been really good, and they run that outside zone really great. But as teams have started to realize, hey, the quarterback can't throw the ball, we really are just going to sit on the run. And it's been tougher for them the last couple of weeks. The Eagles, when they got healthy and they got some young guys who filled in for you know, Brandon Brooks getting hurt, they drafted Dickerson in the first round, second round from Alabama. And the young left tackle who's brand new to football is playing great. Lane Johnson's back and healthy now. They are rolling teams. And we saw them play really well with Minshew. The Cowboys, again, all these teams are with health, right? Like the Cowboys, when healthy, when Smith is playing and Collins is back now, they're really good. But the problem has been health all year. The Chiefs, man, they hit a home run with Creed Humphreys and Trey Smith.
Oh, he's great. That center is great.
They hit a home run. Right tackle still a little iffy for them. But they've gotten too much grief this year for the offense. It has not been their fault, guys. Their offensive line has been great. And the Saints are an injury pro. Like, if everyone plays, which, again, is tough because Teron's been hurt and Ramchek's been hurt and Pete has been hurt, when they're all playing together, they're one of the best in the NFL. So injuries have been a problem for all these teams except Tampa. Tampa's been the healthiest out of all of them. But these are some good offensive lines to watch. It's why Tampa Bay, by the way, is going to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl again. Their offensive line keeps Brady upright.
All right. So Oregon lost a coach. They're looking for one. They may snag Chip Kelly. You know, it's funny about this. I see Chip Kelly's in Manhattan Beach on his bicycle. He loves the lifestyle in California. He's already done Oregon. I don't think he can top his last Oregon career. So if I was Chip Kelly, my takeaway is, I did Oregon. I crushed it. I'm not going to go home again. That's my takeaway on it.
Agreed. He was 46-7 at Oregon. He's not going back. I think that's a name that people threw out because it's the opposite offense of what we were doing with Mario. But I would imagine that Dave Aranda from Baylor is their first big call. I think they might have called Lane Kiffin a couple weeks ago if this was open. But I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
So exciting. All right, Jeff Schwartz, good seeing you, buddy.
Take care.
Now, Baylor's got their coach, and Dave Aranda said, I'm staying, and Lane Kiffin just inked a new deal or agreed to it, so he is staying. So Oregon's in a little bit of a bind. Do they have an assistant they like they can move up for like 2 to 3 years? That's what USC did with Clay Helton, which I agreed with. Move Clay up for a couple years. Then Lynn Swann gave him an extension. It's like, no. Clay Helton's not an extension guy. But to take over, remember, they were a mess. They had Sark and Kiffin, and it was like, you can give assistant for like 2 years. Give him a 3-year deal. After two, if it doesn't work, move him. That Clay Helton made sense for stability. You don't give him a 5-year extension. What are you doing? So does Oregon have somebody on staff? You give him a 3-year deal. If you have to cut him loose in 2, you're fine. And somebody, hopefully, that can recruit, so you keep that going. But, I mean, you're running out of time if you're Oregon. Like, they're all the good guys outside of Luke Fickell are off the market, and Luke Fickell's not leaving because he's in the playoff. Good luck. I'd call Chris Peterson. Boise State, Washington. I'd call Chris Peterson, offer him whatever he wants. $7-8 million a year is hard to turn down. Very hard to turn down.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, Texas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Joy Taylor with the news.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, let's stick with college football because Oklahoma found their replacement for Lincoln Riley. The team announced they have hired Clemson defensive coordinator Brett Venables to be
nice
their
plan.
Next head coach.
Yeah.
Nice play. I love
these. Look at that.
I love these private jet shots. I can't wait to see the one in Miami. I mean, it's a billion-dollar business. It's just funny. It's a big-time flex, right? to fly the coach in on this private jet. Like, there's nothing, like, subtle or humble about it. And
no.
I'm here for it. Like, I think it's great.
It's
symbolism.
I just
think it's so funny because, yes, it is such symbolism. And it's like, thankfully, they passed the NIL because this whole, like, spectacle with the private jets and then you're telling the kids that they can't make any money would be something. But anyway.
Yeah.
Here he is, and he spent the last decade with the Tigers, won two national titles there. He has a history with the Sooners because he was there with them on the coaching staff from 1999 to 2011.
And that school has a history of hiring coaches. Bob Stoops was not a head coach when they hired him, and Lincoln Riley was not a head coach. So the last two big hires for them, Oklahoma, have been coordinators who people are highly vested in. People forget Bob Stoops was a defensive coordinator. I think it was at Florida. No, we didn't know. And then Lincoln Riley, we didn't know. And so Oklahoma's history is go get the best coordinator on the market, put him into our great culture, and it's been a bunch of home runs.
Eight defensive players have been selected in the first round in the NFL draft under Venables. Clemson had the number two scoring defense and the number nine total defense this season and only allowed 17 total touchdowns this season. Only Georgia allowed fewer. So he is the top tier.
Oh, he's the best defensive coordinator in America.
Yeah, and this is a great hire for them. Obviously, it's a completely different direction than they were going in before, but why not? And if you want to bring in a guy that already knows that place, this is the perfect situation.
Yep.
So they got their guy. Everyone can take a deep breath.
Deep breath, everybody.
It's fine. It's panic. This is their jobs. That's what it is, really. When we think of sports, it's not romantic to think of coaches and, you know, players in the NFL and assistants and all these guys. Is like, this is their career. This is what they do for a living.
Yeah.
You do whatever you do for a living, and then this is what they do for a living.
Well, you know, the other thing is, I just, because you and I have agents,
right.
So we know how the game works. So the way the game works for Mario Cristobal, for instance, is 3 weeks ago, his agent called him, maybe a month ago. So his agent called him and said, hey, Miami is going to get rid of Manny Diaz. Are you interested? And so Mario Cristobal would say, of course I'm interested. Here's what I would need to go.
Right.
And then you just get out of it and just tell your agent, I got games to worry about. Let's connect in a week and a half, 2 weeks. This is the way the game always, I've heard coaches say this. So then,
of course that's how it works. You don't just wake up the next day and it's like, oh, like, let's figure out this contract.
So when somebody goes, have you talked to Miami? You can say, No, I haven't talked to Miami. That's the out. And so all these coaches, 99% of you watching or listening have never had an agent. By the way, when I left my previous employer, I found an agent in March, and by April, we were connecting with the people at this network. But I had a contract, and so if anybody came to me, I could say, I don't know what you're talking about. That's the way the game is. This stuff takes a long time, and the reality is we live in a city now in Los Angeles where a lot of people have agents,
right?
Literary agents, TV agents. So I know it sounds bougie, but that's kind of the we all have agents, so somebody negotiates for us.
No, but when you work in a contract-to-contract business,
we do.
You have to have an agent. Because you have to be negotiating while your contract is still going on. You have to be looking for other jobs in the case of the place that has currently employed you,
yeah.
Decides not to give you another contract. If you just work day to day without a contract, you don't need an agent.
Yeah, and so by the way, Venables was contacted the second Lincoln Riley got a job. Brent Venables was contacted by an agent. And by the way, Lincoln Riley was probably contacted before the Oklahoma State game. When he heard USC went big game hunting. So I would imagine before the Oklahoma State game, he was contacted by his agent. Get over it.
Well, and also you start, if you have an idea that you might leave a place, you already have these conversations about what you would need to go somewhere else anyway. It doesn't mean you necessarily want to or that you're planning on it, but you have these things in place when you're in a contract to contract type of business, which they are. So the Rams snapped their three-game losing streak, dominating the Jaguars yesterday. Matthew Stafford cleaned up his turnover issues through three touchdowns and no interceptions in the game. And the defense held Jacksonville to 197 total yards, the Jags' second fewest this season. They got an early lead and
it was over.
Never got close.
Cooper Kupp had a great game.
37-7. Yeah, he had eight catches for 129 yards and one touchdown. Odell had two catches for 28 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Sony Michel had 24 carries for 121 yards and one touchdown, which is great news for the Rams because that's actually the issue with the Rams, is that they can't run the ball. So getting Sony Michel going was huge for them. Trevor Lawrence, 16-28, 145 yards. I know it's Jacksonville, but the Rams needed this. Like, they needed a game where they could get established, no turnovers, clean game, beat an inferior opponent convincingly. So, good win for the Rams. The Patriots are sitting in first place in the AFC right now, but tonight, it's the game of the weekend, Bills and Patriots. And Mac Jones has been playing very well this rookie season. Kurt Warner likes what he's seen from Mac Jones so far. He said people want to compare him to Tom Brady in 01. He's doing more for this team and playing better than Tom Brady did in 01. To me, that's the compliment you're looking for. Is he Tom Brady? No. Is he one of the best guys in the league? No. But what he's doing at such an early stage and playing within himself and understanding he can win that way, that's impressive. So the Bills are favored by 3 tonight against the Patriots.
I got them at 2.5. I like the Bills. I got them at 2.5. I think there'll be some points. You know, during this win streak, we think it's all defense for the Patriots. Joy, in this Patriot win streak, they're averaging 35. So a lot of it is their defense gives them great field position.
Yes.
And so they have a lot of short field drives.
But also to Kurt's point, and again, I'm adamant about not comparing anyone to Tom Brady at any point in his career, period. But I do understand what he's saying. And that's what I think is most impressive to you and I, because I was not sure what Mac Jones was going to be. I felt like he was good. He's limited athletically and who knows, but he did go to the best situation. Are you going to be able to do what's asked of you in this Patriots offense? And that, on top of obviously how he's playing, is what I think he deserves credit for. That shows his maturity. To Kurt's point, he's not trying to prove himself. He's not trying to throw it over the top. He's not trying to go outside of what he needs to be. He's doing what's being asked of him. And that is actually a very specific skill that he's using. Like, he is very coachable and doing what they're asking him. And it's working. And consistency can be boring, but it also can lead to success.
Yep. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Three-word game. Every NFL game, including tonight, explained succinctly in three words.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
NFL Week 13, big Monday Night Football game tonight. We call it the three-word game. Every NFL game can be succinctly described in three words. We do it every Monday at this time, and here we go. Dallas and New Orleans on Thursday night. Dallas buyers dub. They got a W. Cowboys are 7-0. Perfect record when they have over 100 yards rushing. So how about we rush the football? Haven't lost this year. Giants, Dolphins, my oh, Miami. No team's ever made the playoffs starting 1-7, but they've won five straight, and they've held their opponents under 20 points in five straight games. Indy, Houston, all about Indy. The Texans did not cross the Colts' 40-yard line the entire game. That's a wow. Minnesota, Detroit, what a walk-off. Jared Goff, 75-yard touchdown drive, a minute 50 remaining in the fourth quarter, an 11-yard touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown as time expired. Philadelphia, New York, fantastic fill-in. Eagles scored a touchdown on their first possession. The Eagles scored on their first seven possessions, and Gardner Minshew, pressed into starting duty, this is remarkable, completed 80% of his throws against a defensive coach in Robert Saleh. It's amazing when you think about it. Backup, 80% completion rate. Wow. Arizona-Chicago in the zona. 10-2, 7-0 on the road. Has an NFL team ever gone unbeaten on the road for a season? I don't know if that's ever happened. First team to reach 10 wins. Chargers-Bengals, back in Chargers. Led 24-0. Justin Herbert's 15th career game with 300 yards plus passing. Most by any quarterback in the league the last 2 years. How great is that? Tampa Bay-Atlanta, Brady's Southern Comfort. He's 10-0 against the Falcons. Is that amazing? 10-0 against the Falcons. 28 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his career, counting the Super Bowl against Atlanta. Washington and Vegas, grab another Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke, 4 straight games, completing over 70% of his throws. Currently, the Washington football team is 6-6, but they are the number 6 seed in the NFC. It took them a while, but they've kind of figured out what they are. They got a little game, little playmaker at quarterback. Taylor's not a franchise guy, but you can win games. A little Teddy Bridgewater thing going on, but they're 6-6. Jacksonville, Los Angeles, Cup runneth over. Cooper Kupp, 8 catches. He leads the NFL in receptions with 100. That's a lot of catches. Receiving yards, almost 1,400. And receiving touchdowns, 11. Big game yesterday. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Jackson lacked action. Listen, Ravens have been held under 20 points 4 straight games. Now, Lamar Jackson was under absolute duress. T.J. Watt, 3.5 sacks. Steelers, 7 total. Maybe that's why Baltimore didn't want to go to overtime. They didn't want him to get hit more, and they couldn't stop Deontay Johnson. San Francisco, Seattle, not so rusty. Russell Wilson, 30-37. 99.4 passer rating. His first win since returning from injury. And by the way, he had a pick, but it was a touchdown. It was dropped and bobbled. So Russell Wilson was smoke all day. He was great. Denver, Kansas City, mild KC barbecue. Now, their defense is only allowing 11 points a game during the 5-game winning streak. But Mahomes has thrown 1 or fewer touchdowns in 5 of the last 6 games. And his passer rating has been under 75. I mean, that's bad. Forget for, like, anybody. That's bad. And tonight, New England, Buffalo, AFC beast battle. Top 2 teams in the AFC East. Got the number 1 scoring defense, the Patriots, against the number 1 total defense, the Buffalo Bills. I would imagine, Ryan, check the weather. It's supposed to be about 45 degrees or 40 at game time. There was some talk of a snow storm in Buffalo. I don't know if they're getting snow. I actually think I'll take Buffalo to win by about 4 to a touchdown. Buffalo's a weird team. When they win by a touchdown or more. When they lose, they can really go sideways fast because they don't have a consistent top running game. And when you play the Patriots, that always helps. Wish your loved ones a merry softness and a happy new rear. Comfy pajamas, loungewear, underwear at Tommy John. 20% off your first order. Go to TommyJohn.com/herd.
Would you like the weather report?
E-R-D. Let me guess. 41 degrees and wet.
During the day, it's 45. At night, it's going to be 26 degrees, 27 mile per hour winds.
Oh, Lord. Bubble screens.
That is uninhabitable to me. Not. I am so spoiled. I earned it. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't want to hear anything about the weather, but I am definitely soft now. 26 degrees.
And windy. Don't want to fly into Buffalo tonight. It's not good for pilots. You know, so Mario Cristobal is at Miami. Lincoln Riley, Notre Dame got their guy. It doesn't really matter who you got. And frankly, it doesn't really matter how you got him. All the big powers got their coach. Some it was leaving in the middle of the night. You don't like the timing of it. Here's a memo to all you fanboys who don't get how the game works. All these guys have agents. All the agents are contacted weeks before. You've never had an agent, so you're like, this is outrageous. It's how it works. Mario's got an agent. Brent Venables has an agent. Lincoln Riley's got an agent. They've all got agents, and those agents are contacted weeks or months before. Get over it. That's how the game is played.
It's not even the game. Like, that's how the business is set up. Anybody who works on contracts in a contract business, that's how it works. Otherwise, you'd be unemployed for massive amounts of time.
Anything that a media critic writes happened was in the works 6 months earlier. Networks are working a year in advance. We were having World Cup meetings about Dubai 2 years ago at Fox. Our staff was flying over to Dubai. We're not making this. This is billions of dollars at stake. If college football at Oklahoma, the second Lincoln Riley left, they called Jimmy Sexton and Trace Armstrong and had nine candidates the next day, and they were going to poach somebody. And they don't care about your program. They got to get a coach to save their program. We'll see you tomorrow live in L.A. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.